1. The Gift of Gideon. Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 through 30 from the New Living Translation. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Every pet I cared for offered a new opportunity to fall in love, and Gideon was no exception. Gideon was a dog, and his owners found me and my pet sitting services through their horse veterinarian. Now I had the chance to get to know him and the other animals I would be caring for. As I drove up their crunchy gravel driveway, I saw big brown eyes peering through the slats of the metal farm gate chained across the entrance to their front yard. I knew that had to be Gideon. He was a golden-colored Labrador mix with a happy-go-lucky look on his face. His mouth was open just enough to form a perfect smile. And his anticipation was evident as his whole body moved back and forth with each wag of his tail. The owners hadn't told me whether to go inside the gate when I arrived, so I stopped my car and turned off the ignition before grabbing my notebook, pen, and business card. Then I got out and walked up to the gate. I don't know if that was the moment I fell in love with Gideon, or if it was a few seconds later when he hopped back a few steps as if to give me room to open the gate. That's when I noticed he held his front right leg up close to his body and moved on his three remaining legs with an exaggerated hobble. A young couple arrived and welcomed me warmly as they let me inside. Right away, the husband, Kirk, explained that Gideon had been hit by a car about 3 years earlier, and they'd hoped his leg would heal without veterinary intervention. I tried to hide my puzzlement, but it must have been evident because Kirk went on to say they felt sure Gideon could put down his leg and walk on it. He was just too scared. Meanwhile, Kirk said, Gideon managed to get around just fine. Seeing Gideon hobble tugged at my heart. But he didn't seem too bothered, even though he had to rest after several minutes of following us around. He seemed to enjoy tagging along as the couple introduced me to the two horses I would be caring for as well. After I'd received all the routine instructions I needed and made notes, I scheduled my return in 2 weeks to care for Gideon and his horse siblings. Gideon, ever the gentleman, escorted me back to the gate. As I opened it just enough to squeeze through, he watched me with those big brown eyes as if he were thinking, "Where are you going? You just got here." Gideon remained at the gate as I backed away in my car, and I can still picture his sweet send-off. The day I returned, I was greeted in what I soon learned was typical Gideon fashion, his big eyes peering through the gate slats as I pulled up the gravel driveway. I was so excited, I couldn't wait to give him a hug and spend time with him. As I gathered hay for the horses and mixed their feed, Gideon followed me. It was a hot July day, and I could see that he was laboring to move on his three good legs. When he panted more and more, I looked for his water dish, but I had failed to note its location on my last visit. Once I found it, though, I realized it was positioned perfectly under the house roof's downspout. I looked at Gideon, who was now laying in the cool mud nearby, and wondered if this was his usual water supply. Later, I learned it was. On that first day, I took time to assess.